How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
People need advice. This is where we give it. Sometimes we need to give advice, and maybe the people didn't ask us. These are both possibilities. 1-800-947-3979. Also, idiots at freebeerandhotwigs.com. Let's start with a simple one
Okay. Before
we get to one that's a little more difficult.
All right.
This text just came in from the Capital Region of New York. I worked my butt off the past couple weeks, and thus my paycheck a little more scratch than normal.
Right.
A little more scratch.
Okay, you got a little more bread?
We,
a little lettuce?
We paid all the bills, current and past, and got anything housewise and carwise that was necessary.
Perfect.
I still have a little left over.
How much?
Now, I know the smart choice is to save it for a just in case.
No.
But I haven't done anything for myself in years. I'd like some concert tickets. Should I be more money savvy, or should I treat myself?
Treat yourself. Do it.
I'm team treat yourself.
Treat yourself. Do it.
You did all the right things.
I mean, yeah.
If you're basically living paycheck to paycheck, though, maybe start saving something.
No. That's not always easy.
I hate to be a killjoy here, but.
What a killjoy with your logic and reason. It sounds like he's always saving for that stuff.
I know. And sometimes you got to live. Sometimes you just got to live.
I mean, you
do. It makes all the work in and saving worth it.
At least he's even, but.
Yeah, I would live, because what if you died in like a week? Where's all that money you're saving going? Not to you.
No way.
Spend it on a concert.
But what if you live more than a week?
Well, then keep on working.
And you'll work more than a week.
Go and enjoy your concert.
Hot Wings makes valid points. But sorry, we voted 3-1, so See you later, responsibility. Maitland, your vote counts for 2. Do you think you should go for the concert tickets or do the responsible thing like Hot Wings said?
Go for the concert tickets.
Okay, well, there it is. 5-1, Hot Wings. You're dumb.
Well, that's true. I mean, I'm an idiot.
6-1.
I make terrible decisions.
Can't even count. All right, this one from Jane Bo. Hey, buds. Long-time Nashville listener from the way back. I think my advice is probably going to be relatable for a lot of other women as well. I just found out today that my husband has a dirty MILF's profile that says he's 25. Is that an app?
A dirty MILF's profile?
Yes.
Saying that he's a dirty MILF?
I think he's looking for them.
Okay.
I mean, I understand if he's on one of the porn websites and one of his search terms is simply dirty MILFs. He might like that. But
this seems like some sort of finding website.
Oh, yeah. www.dirtymilfdate.com.
Ooh,
find a dirty MILF for sex, dating, and hookups.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Says
okay.
He doesn't have a photo or any kind of profile that would have taken any time to make. So I imagine he's just looking.
He might just be looking.
I'm 48, and I've been living with his inoperable penis because he drinks a lot of beer in his off time, so we have sex about as often as the Easter Bunny comes to town.
Oh.
I think he's probably just a man looking for boobies, but it bothers me that he made an actual account and lied about his age. I'm really trying hard to stuff this under the rug, but I'm hurt a little bit. After 10 years, I've never seen this side of him, and it grosses me out a lot.
I don't know. It sounds like the other side of him is pretty gross, too.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
check
his
underside.
Penis doesn't work and he lies to you?
Yeah, because he
drinks too much.
What
the hell are you sticking around for?
I'm going to check tomorrow to see if he's actually talking to women. I'm so tempted to say something tonight. If it's just looking, should I let it go?
No.
I don't think so.
No. I mean, just no. No, because that took time to create a profile to look at real people, like in your area. That's not just looking at pornography.
Yeah.
Which can also be a problem in of itself, but likely.
At least there's some detachment there.
If he used the fake picture
exactly.
And put it on Hinge and was talking, would that be okay?
Yeah,
I don't think so.
No, it's a dating app. No. And your D doesn't work? Come on.
No.
You can't. Yeah, let's not forget about that. No. What, like, are you bringing to the table, my
the
man?
The classic rule, you can't be ugly and mean. You know, if you're going to be ugly.
Is that a classic rule?
Yeah, kind of. If you're going to be ugly, you better be funny. You can't be ugly and mean.
Right.
Wait, how good looking do you have to be so you can be mean?
Really good looking.
Really? Yeah, you'd have
to be. Is anyone in here good enough looking to be mean?
No. None of us. No. You got to be like model to be mean.
Why are so many ugly people mean then? Because I know some really ugly mean people.
They don't do math well.
Oh.
They're not good at math.
It just works for them.
Yeah. I do know a lot of ugly mean people and mean people that are ugly.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think, well, meanness, I think, makes people uglier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, could
but
be
I
normal.
I also know a lot of really attractive people. When they're mean, I'm like, that's kind of hot. Isn't that messed up?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's real messed up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think Maitland could pull off being mean?
No.
No, I don't think Maitland could be mean unless somebody like...
Hear that, Maitland? They don't think you're pretty.
No, that's not what I said.
Yes, it is. You have to be really hot to be mean.
Yeah.
And then I said, what about Maitland? Yeah. And you both went, not a chance.
Yeah, he walked you into that.
Yeah, you did. I walked me right into that, too. I did. I didn't mean it like that, Maitland. I just can't picture you being mean unless somebody really pushes you.
I don't think you'd
really
be mean. Yeah,
you.
I don't have...
But
I
think you're pretty enough if you decide to be... You're going to be fine.
You could get away with meanness, but I don't think you have the capacity for it.
I don't think I have. Yeah, if I tried to be mean, I don't think anybody would take it seriously.
What's the meanest thing you've ever done? Did you spill a drink accidentally or something?
I bet she's got something actual mean in there. Like, we're going to find out something horrible.
I'd
drown her
really
ex-boyfriend's cat or something to make him sad.
I don't know.
Not that one, huh?
No.
Man,
no, I can't say.
Thank God.
I got a Rolodex of examples. My God.
Really?
Yes. I threw a colorblind guy's keys into the forest after I found out he cheated on me. Yeah.
That's acceptable.
Yeah.
It is, but also mean.
Yeah, very mean.
Yeah.
I could have just been like, why don't you just leave? Instead, I gave him a little bit of a challenge.
True mean would have been like, hey, I cheated on you. Go get your keys.
Yeah.
That would have been real mean.
Yeah, actually, he was mean. I was just reacting to his meanness by matching it. Because when you go low, I go lower.
Yeah.
Maitland?
My mean's just passive aggressive, I think.
Like what?
I just make, especially when I drink, I'll make mean comments, but I'll say it very jokingly.
You gave, I can't remember what it was, but you were just telling me a story last week, like maybe from the weekend or the before that, where you had done it and you're like, well, I had a couple drinks. So I asked him a very serious question in a very jokey way. I can't, it probably isn't for on air anyway, but I don't remember what it was, but I do know what you're talking about.
I do that. Or I frame it as a question, even though I already know the answer, but then I'll like have a really mean qualifier at the end of it. Like, oh, you want to go do this? Of course you do. Cause you know, you always do that with your parents or something. Just, I don't know. I try to be mean and then it doesn't work.
Hot Wings, what's the meanest thing you're good enough looking to get away with?
Very little.
Such a loaded question. Tell us how you're a dick and then we'll tell you you're too ugly to be okay with it.
Yeah. I mean, tell us the meanest thing you've ever done with a picture, and we'll tell you if that is something you're allowed to do.
Yeah.
Based on just your looks.
I might be attractive enough to go, hey, I think you have something on your pants. Like, that might be as much as I can get away with meanness.
Somebody says, this is my impression of Maitland being mean. Shut up, you're being stupid. I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. That's pretty close.
All in the same breath.
Yes.
My butt.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
That was
pretty
aggressive. That was mean.
I don't remember who said what that day to you, but that was good.
Yeah. Andy said something like, anybody having coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then Maitland said,
suck my butt. I was having a bad day.
All right. So we all agree Jane Bo needs to hit the road.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. We were giving her advice, weren't we?
About what?
Yeah. The guy was a useless dong.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
His Miller Lite dong and his Dirty MILF's profile.
Yeah.
Not a great combo, my man.
No.
I like how we all just assumed he was ugly.
He is. I mean,
he's got to be right.
If he's drinking enough beer that his wiener doesn't work.
Yeah.
He ain't good looking.
That's not saying that there's a great shape there. No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Unless you're into pears.
And rosy cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. And gin blossoms.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like a good teddy bear sometimes. Somebody with a little extra hold on to. That's nice.
Yeah, but you'd probably like it if their unit still worked.
And they were nice.
If they were chubby and it didn't work, that'd be a problem. Then you're not a teddy bear anymore.
And they weren't on promilf.com.
Kind of are just a teddy bear.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, you are gross. This one, I've had a tough time lately for a lot of reasons. A friend told me a couple times, get a dog. Dogs make life better. I said repeatedly, I don't want a dog.
Yeah, that's terrible advice.
Yeah, you should have a baby instead.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Always get a baby.
Yeah, with somebody who you've had a rocky relationship with. Yeah.
Or just go out and have sex with anyone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I said I don't want a dog, and then he showed up at my house with a dog.
Not great. Nope. No. Get out with that dog.
Before I could fully process what was happening, the dog was in my house and my friend was in his car driving away. I do not want this dog. It's been here 2 days and has already made a mess, and my neighbor is annoyed by the barking. I texted my friend, take the dog back, and he said, give him 30 days, and if you still don't want him, I'll take him. But I guarantee you'll be in love by them.
Oh, I hate pet people that force, their belief system on you. Mm-hmm. Like, I really do. And a lot of people are like that.
This country was founded on non-pets.
And a lot of people are like that.
No,
like,
you're
a lot of people have given me grief. Like, why don't you get a dog? You should get a dog. You should get a dog. I'm like, I love dogs. But I don't want a dog. You know why? Because it's a responsibility that I don't want.
It is a lot.
I don't want that. I have enough responsibility with, getting my kids here and there and doing this and help. I don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have to find somebody to watch the dog when I go on vacation. I live alone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an extra level of burden that I don't want. And that doesn't make me a bad person or a dog hater. I love dogs, but I don't want one.
Before I got Muffin, I remember I had gone through a couple things. I thought I was getting a dog and I had gotten scammed. And it took a while for all of that to find resolve. And then after that, I would go to adopt a dog and it would get adopted right out from underneath me. There were like 4 different weeks in a row where I texted you guys like, I'm really excited.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go back and get this dog. And then it was gone. And then behind the scenes, I was like, we got to stop showing me pictures of listeners that are like, you need a dog, Kelly. I'm fostering this one. And then a listener sent me a picture of Muffin's brother.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I love him. I'm going to adopt that dog. And it got adopted out right from underneath me. The lady who showed up right before me. I was so bummed.
Jeez.
I met Muffin and I was like, you are such a cute little dog, but I don't want a little dog. And then by the time I woke up the next morning, I was like, actually, I do. But I was ready for a dog. I was ready to. I got her at the house
totally
right now.
You had totally been like all giant dogs.
Yes, yeah. With my husband's Doberman, who's a giant dog. He's over 100 pounds, and I feel terrible because I'm not going to be home until lunchtime today, And I hate that feeling. So I can't imagine if you don't want a dog and then you get one. Like,
that'd be a lot.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like, I remember at one point, the dogs were hard on the hardwood in the house I moved into, and I had to decide, do I like dogs or nice hardwood better? And dogs won. But for most people, it's not going to go the other way around.
Yeah.
She said, I don't want this dog for 30 days. Let's get to this one. This is a little different. I'm going to share just the first line and give you the rest at the beginning of the next segment.
No.
I am by no means attractive, but I do have a mean story.
Let's
okay,
hear it.
Yeah, I want to hear your mean.
I'm going to give you one more sentence. When my oldest was a baby, I was just changing his diaper one day, and I got some number 2 on my finger.
Oh, no.
Tell you what happened to that.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.